And now for the WGXC News. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail the names of incumbents running for a re-election in the Village of Tannersville elections March 18th will appear on the Watchful Eye Party ballot line. Only despite being endorsed by the Town Democratic Committee, incumbent Mayor Lee McGunley, trustees Gregory Landers and Christopher J. Hack, and Village Justice Noreen Valachuk were all nominated as Democratic candidates by the caucus January 27th. However, Greene County Board of Elections Democratic Deputy Commissioner Mary Metzler said Tuesday, February 3rd, the results of the caucus were invalid because the paperwork submitted by the Town of Hunter Democratic Committee was missing a mandatory form. Metzler said, as far as the Board of Elections is concerned, the paperwork they filed was incomplete. Metzler said the ability to correct that error has passed. The only option available to the candidates was to file independent nominating petitions. Those petitions are expected to be submitted to the Board of Elections Wednesday, February 4th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register Star. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education Tuesday, February 3rd, approved basic level veterans tax exemptions for qualified residents of the school district. The close 5-0-3 vote was met with applause. Some board members said the decision should have been made by district voters, not the board. This has nothing to do with education and should not be on the table, but it is, said Board President Anthony Welcome. Welcome was one of the three board members to abstain from the vote. The impact on non-veteran property owners would roughly equate to a $29 monthly raise in property taxes for a household with a $150,000 assessed home value. The exemption will also allow Gold Star parents to be defined as qualified owners. Last year, 652 out of 6,500 property tax bills in the district were eligible for exemption. The majority of veterans are located in the town of Kinderhook. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports Bronx Democrat Carl Heasty was elected Speaker of the State Assembly Tuesday, February 3rd. Heasty replaces Sheldon Silver, who served as Speaker for 21 years. Silver resigned Monday, February 2nd, following his arrest last month for taking $4 million in bribes and kickbacks. Heasty becomes the first African-American Speaker in the history of New York Assembly. Heasty said, "We gather here today during a turbulent time for this institution. The resignation of the previous Speaker has brought about change in leadership of this House, and this change in leadership will bring about much-needed reform." Steve McLaughlin of Rensselaer County and Claudia Tenney of the Mohawk Valley voted for U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who's investigated Silver. Silver, like most Democrats, voted for Heasty, still holding office, though now in the back row in the Assembly. You can read that full story in the Capital Confidential. You can also watch a video of Heasty's speech during a press conference on our newsroom in newsroom.wgxc.org. And now for the weather. Today is February 4th. And the year is 2015. Today, there will be a chance of snow showers, mainly before 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. Wind chill values is negative 5 degrees, and there is a chance of precipitation at 40%. The total daytime snow accumulation will be less than a half inch. Wednesday night, there will be snow. It will be cloudy with a low around 21 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation is of 1 to 2 inches possible. Thursday, snow is very likely, mainly cloudy around 10 a.m. It will be very cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature rising near 22 degrees by 8 a.m., then falling to around 14 degrees during the remainder of the day, with a high near 22 degrees. Thursday night will be mostly clear, with a low around negative 3 degrees. Friday, it will be mostly sunny, with a high near 19 degrees. Friday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 8 degrees. And Saturday, there will be a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 30 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 14 degrees. Sun rays today was at 7:04 a.m. The sunset today will be at 5:14 p.m., making the length of the day 10 hours and 9 minutes. And now for our public meetings. Today is the first Wednesday of the month. WGXC recommends calling ahead to confirm time and location, and all numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Caro has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 512 Main Street, Caro, and the number for that is 622-3120. Gant is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall, and the address for that is 2 3306 State Route 66, Ghent. And the number for that is 392-4644. Greene County is having a legislator health services meeting, a county resources and public safety committee meeting at 6 p.m. at the county building. The address for that is 411 Main Street, Catskill. And the number for that is 719-3270. Greenport is having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Greenport Town Hall. The address for that is 600 Town Hall Drive, Hudson. And the number for that is 828-4656. Halcott is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Halcott Grange. The address for that is 254 County Route 3, Halcott Center. The number for that is 845-254-9920. Lexington is having a town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Municipal Building. The address for that is 3542 Route 42, Lexington. And the number for that is 986-6303. Livingston is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, County Route 19, Livingston. The number for that is 851-9441. New Baltimore is having a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Hall. The address for that is 3809 County Route 51, Hanakwa. The number for that is 756-6671. The Library Board of Trustees meeting is happening in Philmont at 7 p.m. at the library. The address for that is 101 Main Street, Philmont, and the number for that is 672-5010. And WGXC is having an Outreach Advisory Committee meeting at 6 p.m. at the Taconic Diner. The address for that is 1016 State Route 82, Ingram. The number for that is 697-7400. Once again, the number for that is 697-7400. The WGXC Outreach Advisory Committee helps support the station's outreach efforts, including station events, participation in community events, dissemination of outreach materials, and more. All are welcome to get involved. To learn more, email Cheryl at wgxc.org. Once again, please email Cheryl at wgxc.org, and please come out. And this is Pierce reporting from the WGXC newsroom.